Prague's Žižkov is where you'll find Bohemia Retro, a vintage clothing store packed with hard-to-find items, mainly from pre-1989 Czechoslovakia. The cozy, colourful shop is run by Rebecca Eastwood, an expat Brit and part-time singer who's been resident here since the early 1990s. When I stopped by at Bohemia Retro the other day, I began by asking Rebecca what had brought her to this part of the world in the first place.
I studied in Huddersfield in England, and I was studying textile design and technology. My university was twinned with Liberec's, so I came here for a year to be a teacher of textiles and of English, but for students who were studying textiles and technology as well. So I was working at the university in Liberec's, and they couldn't get rid of me, I guess, because 20 years later I'm still here.
Was it a culture shock moving from the north of England to the north of Bohemia?
Of course, it was 1993, you know, everything was different. I can't even start. I mean, there's such a long list, you know, you couldn't phone home, you had to go to the local, either the post office or this hotel, the Zlatilev, and it was this whole weird process, you know, finding toilet paper, discovering that they sold toilet paper in a paper shop, not in a druggery, and all these weird things. But I think I was a lot of a culture shock for the people in Liberec's as well. You know, I was a Northern English art student who landed with pierced nose and pink hair, and they never, a lot of them had never even seen a foreigner. So, you know, you get lots of kind of stares and people just like, oh my God, it's a foreigner.
Also, I guess you're coming from a culture where there was a big emphasis on appearance and looking good and having style to not only Czechoslovakia in 1993, but outside Prague in 1993.
Yeah, I mean, people, even if I sort of dressed down or tried to fit in, I absolutely didn't. I mean, I didn't try that hard. I didn't try that hard in England either. As I say, I'm a textile designer into fashion, so obviously, you know, clothing and being a bit different was always something I liked to do. But yeah, it was some of the fashion was quite shocking, you know. It was like stepping back in a time warp to sort of 1982.
And all the purple suits, which were the staple menswear of the day.
Yeah, the purple suits with the mustard-coloured shirt and the brown tie. And everybody had a purple pram as well, if you remember that. That was quite a shocker.
Was it then also that you started performing in bands here?
Yeah, you know, that was something in Liberec's. There was lots to do if you wanted to go to the pub or if you were skiing and things like that, but there wasn't the internet, you know, didn't have television. And I met this American guy called Mike Bowling from Tennessee, and he kind of talked me into being a singer in his band. I wasn't a singer before, but, you know, he was like, you can dance, you look good, you can be a singer.
Did you find yourself playing in some strange venues?
Oh God, yeah. I mean, we've played every weird and wonderful place. I've played on a boat in northern Germany. We've played, little basements. We've played huge venues. I've played at Trutnov, all these festivals. But pretty much at that time, you'd take anything you could get. So, yeah, we sometimes would have no idea where we were going. And we would just have to, sometimes at festivals, we'd have to get out of the car and listen for the music, because there was nothing around except for, well, there weren't even cows. There was just fields. So, yeah, we've played in some bizarre places.
And you've had two groups here, I understand, Freak Parade and B-Movie Heroes. Are either or both still on the go?
I have a 9-year-old son, so that kind of, and all the members of B-Movie Heroes, it seemed like we all reproduced at the same time, so that took a big, you know, pause in it. And at the moment, we're not looking to reform or anything like that. They all have jobs and lives. Freak Parade, we're always, you know, we've been going for 20 years, so there's always, Mike's always writing songs. There's always this, you know, we can get back and play. At the moment, I'm kind of busy. We did just shoot a video for this song called Holky's Naše Školky.
Which is hugely well known among Czech people. It's a kid's song, I guess.
Yeah, it's a kid's song. It's like this very cheesy song.
Or at least all kids know it.
Yeah, exactly. It was kind of a little bit of a joke because we saw so many bands doing covers of English songs that this song was so sweet and almost sickly sweet that we thought making a punk rock song of it in English would be fun. So we did.
And how has it gone down when people recognise what the song is live?
Czechs absolutely love it. They're a bit confused and then they suddenly realise what it is and yeah, they love it. It's their favourite, of course.
Tell us, how did you get into the vintage clothing business?
Pretty much when I was a little girl digging in my grandma's closet. I mean, that's where I would first look at all this jewellery, you know, the diamonds that weren't really diamonds. Well, I hope they weren't because I was playing with them as a child. You know, I would literally dress up in my grandmother's clothes and then my mum would say, oh, I've got this stuff from the 60s. And then when I was an art student and I would be looking for what we used to call original. We didn't used to call it vintage back in the day. So I was always looking for the original 50s, original 60s. And then I came here in 93 and the clothing was so expensive. People were paying a month's wages for a couple of shirts. It was shocking. So I started going to the second-hand shops and sort of charity shops, and I walked in and everything was from sort of 1960, 1970. Yeah, I was overwhelmed. I was like, yay! So, and the Czechs thought I was crazy. Crazier than they thought I was before.
Is there a particular period of Czech clothing design or production that you think was of a high quality?
You know, I came here because the university was really specialised in textiles and technology. And they were still up to that point, even up to 93, producing some lovely quality textiles. The issue is more in the design, because they weren't teaching modern design. So that's what happened. But anything sort of, you know, the older the better. You know, if you look back 1890, you know, the First Republic and things like that, these people were dressed really well. They were dressed as nicely as they did their buildings. It was a whole culture, fashion, architecture, interior design, it all goes together. And so they were making these really great things. And then, of course, you know, after the war and communism came, and it wasn't something that was seen as important.
Where do you find all this stuff? We're in your shop and it's a complete treasure trove of sunglasses and God knows what, belts, hats, everything I can see in front of me, dresses. Where do you find it all?
Wherever I can. I mean, there's really no one place that I can say go. It takes hours of rummaging through hundreds of pieces of random stuff to find it. You got to know your stuff. You got to know, you know, the good stuff from a fake. You got to know what quality feels like. And a lot of it is as much touch as looking. I can tell good quality fabric from just touching at it. And people come and offer me things, you know, it's always nice. I always want the older the better, you know, so really anywhere I can find it.
Typically, who are your customers here, if there are typical customers?
Obviously they're younger people, because the older people, they don't, you know, they sort of feel that they've already lived through this fashion and they feel a bit frumpy and old-fashioned in it. So they're younger people, although I do have sort of older Czech people who come in because they realise that I pick things for quality and taste and cut. So once they've been in here, they come back.
Have you perceived any change in the level of interest in vintage?
Well, yeah, because of course it's now more and more fashionable. It's more and more talked about. Now the Czech people are actually kind of cottoning on to what it is, because before they'd say, vintage, and they had no idea really what it was, and explaining to them that it's second-hand old stuff and the older the better, they kind of looked at me a bit puzzled and, you know, didn't quite get why people would want this. But now it's been explained in the media, there's all this sort of hype around it. So, yeah, I mean, the interest is increasing.
Are there people who come here from particular subcultures? For example, I know swing is quite big now.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got the swing people and the Lindy Hop people who really, they're quite purists as well. You know, they're actually looking for a real 50s dress that they can show off, because a lot of it is to do with the fashion as well, and it's becoming more important here for the swing dancers to look the part. I mean, that's part of the fun as well, isn't it? And they all go and admire each other's outfit. So yeah, they come and you know, we have a good time. I help people to put together outfits as well, so you know, that's nice. But then we'll have the electro swings, they want a different thing. But then we'll have, you know, sort of goths. And then you've got your sort of 80s, I guess, hipster, this sort of more modern vintage. So yeah, I mean, there's a bit of everything for everyone. So
does it take a certain confidence to wear vintage stuff that maybe a lot of Czech people wouldn't have?
It takes having a certain amount of style to pull off vintage, because you know it's a little different. It's not fed to you on a plate, so you have to create the outfit. And some people are a little more skeptical about it. Oh, do I look fashionable or not? Fashion is about confidence, a lot of it. You know, if you look good and feel confident in your clothes, you're going to be more attractive to everybody and to yourself. So it's a nice thing. And yeah, people are developing confidence here, but we're a little more conservative than, say, you know, somebody from Berlin, from Kreuzberg, who's an art student. It's a different level, you know.